Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, hi everyone. It's a new intro. 189 of TVI podcast. I'm Carl Donnelly.
Julian Francis Dean.
Guest Jake Hawley. 12th returning. Easy. You've been on it before.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Did you do it when it was in my house before?
Yeah, man.
Times have changed. Here we are in a Vauxhall podcast studio.
In a cabin.
Yeah, in a cabin. But it's only just about warming up now. Because we were the first one in today. It's fucking cold, man. It's a nice bit of Stone Island, mate.
Thanks.
Do you like a bit of Stone Island?
I really do. I've got really into it.
But
it's,
you know,
it's really expensive, so I can only buy like secondhand stuff that people have died in.
Okay, I was going to say, because Stone Island, I've only got one Stone Island. I've got a Stone Island t-shirt.
Yeah.
But like, my issue with Stone Island is the cost does not reflect. It's not that
the
great
look.
Quality.
Not really.
Well, but it depends. Like, if you're buying a t-shirt, like, what do you want it to do? Do you know what I mean? Like with a t-shirt, there's not much you can
get.
No, but I mean,
what other function?
But
keep you warm.
But t-shirt quality.
I forgot that you're like this. I forgot that you're going to say stuff like this.
Oh, sorry.
No, just caught me off guard.
Suddenly, you're cancelling.
with a t-shirt, I just want good quality t-shirts, even if it's a base layer black. I'm never going to buy a Primark H&M black t-shirt.
I quite like the fit of Primark stuff, though.
Yeah, but it's the quality. I don't care about
the fit.
But
you can bin it off, like it's £3.50.
I don't like that fast fashion thing.
You can have a brand new t-shirt
I've got a nice jacket, so I could just cover up my cheeks.
Yeah.
I have this thought process with football shirts every year. I always think to myself, I'll get a football shirt.
They're fucking expensive.
But they're so expensive. But then also, because like if you go to the football, it's always too fucking cold to be able, like
football seasons,
September to May. It's like the only months where you're never seen in a t-shirt.
Yes.
You need a manager's jacket. Or
something. Yeah, a gilet.
Yeah, Stone Island. I do think they are, because you know, it's like Fred Perry is expensive. But it's good quality. But Stone Island, like, it's way more expensive than, say, Fred Perry. But it's, I don't think the quality is that
big
a jump.
This is Goose Down. And, right. it is like
get
warm.
Out.
Well, no, but it's secondhand Goose Down. Because so, I'm similar to you.
That's
in
a secondhand jacket, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's kept its freshness, isn't it?
It is a bit.
Did you get it on Depop? Or one of those ones, or was it in a shop?
I stole it.
I nicked it from a stag fell asleep.
From one of your tour shows.
That's how I make money on the tour. I sell fuck all tickets, but I do the cloakroom at the end.
Yeah, and then sell it on Vinted.
You're an Amazon shop.
A struggling comedian, but a red hot Depop seller.
Top.
Was it a purchase online or?
No, I got this from a guy called Matt's Island, and he's like a professional Stone Island dealer.
Really?
It's like he's
Max Island.
Matt's Island. And mate, I have thought before. I'm like, that's actually like an amazing life. Like he's got like a warehouse space somewhere.
Yeah.
And fuck knows where he gets these.
Well, that would be my first question, is where are you getting them from?
I think he's robbing vans.
This is what he's doing.
He's a really bad comedian. And I was just going to say he does the cloakrooms as well. But I think he must just like spend his days scouring like eBay.
And charity shops.
I did actually see
a Stone Island map.
It's quite a niche, though.
In a charity shop.
So you should have got that.
But we've talked about this before. Charity shops, quite rightly, I think, have cottoned on to the fact that some they can charge more for brands. It used to you'd go into a charity shop and there'd be two old biddies running it.
20p.
No idea.
And you could pull their trousers down get a Fred Perry for 50p.
Because they're blind.
Whereas now, like, they have put the price up. But they're nowhere near vintage shop prices.
But
I saw a Stone Island really amazing, big, long Mac. It didn't suit me, so I didn't actually want it. But it was £80 in a charity shop, which is top-end charity prices there.
I've seen jackets for, like, £150 in the one year. It's only £150. 60 in the shop right now.
But there's like a kind of geography to
what, the cheaper
charity shops. Like where I live in
nice
like,
area.
I'm like Holloway Road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're clueless. They can't sell stuff more than like a fiver a pop. So you can get really good stuff. Whereas I remember like years ago, I had a girlfriend. She'd be like, I'm gonna go to the nice charity shops in Hampstead. It's like, well, you're just gonna pay Hampstead price.
She might as well go Zara. Well,
exactly. Yeah. There's like a Zara next door to the Hampstead charity shops. Yeah. That's cheaper than the charity shops.
Yeah, yeah. My mum always used to do that. She likes going to Wimbledon Village to the charity shops because she'd pick up nicer things.
Yeah, yeah.
But they were a bit more pricey.
Because richer people die around there. So
and rich people don't give a shit, man. They're not something they never worn that's worth 300 quid, and they'll just chuck it to a charity shop. So she used to just pick up some absolute bargains. Man, it's quality, but yes, I've recently sort of bought my first thing on Vinted.
Oh, really?
It hasn't arrived yet. I actually realised today it's definitely not going to arrive before.
But
I go to Australia.
Don't get the money until you get the thing.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's held in escrow.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can't get mugged.
It was a pair of Edwin jeans.
Oh yeah,
you're aware of an Edwin jean?
I know the Edwin. Yeah.
It's a Japanese selvedge denim.
I've had a pair of Japanese denim jeans before.
They're nice, aren't they?
It's like, mate, it's like they're made out of wood.
Yeah,
like
I mean, some of them are a little bit heavy.
What's the fit, the cut?
These ones I've gone for a relatively slim cut because some of that sort of style of jean,
the heavy set,
have got a wide leg, big
really
old turn
tight
up.
Around the groin.
I did go for a slim fit.
Yeah, yeah.
I do venture now and again into a wide legged trouser.
I like a slim fit.
You do, yeah.
Yeah, you're. I haven't worn jeans. I'd say in 10 years.
Really?
I don't wear jeans. These are like cargo
shell
trousers. These are quite loose, but I think it was chinos I started wearing when
I was
busting a chino for a few years.
And then for like a few, and now cargo trousers have come in, so that's kind of saved me.
I didn't know they were back. I don't mind the sort of some of the new wave of old fashioned, like I've got a few big now chunky sweatshirts and all that, 90s style. I've got some big, you know, mum jeans and all that. But the cargo trouser is.
We used
I
to
think
call
it's
them
one
combat trousers.
Yeah, combat trousers.
Cargo trousers weren't even cool the original time. I don't buy the fact that they're suddenly allowed.
I rocked a pair in the 90s.
Yeah, I did.
That's the kind of thing, isn't it? It's quite a 90s thing. But
I might get a pair actually. They're functional.
If you ain't putting loads of shit in your pockets, are you?
Might keep a pair of jeans in one of the pockets. Because I've got to go somewhere.
was the decision to cut
it,
out
it was,
jeans?
It was those that I bought. I'm trying to remember what the brand was. It's like a Swedish brand of jeans. They're like, I remember saying that.
I think there is a Japanese selvedge.
Yeah, Swedish. And
I know. Yeah, I know exactly.
When you say selvedge.
It's a type of denim.
Oh, so it's not salvage.
No, it's selvedge.
Oh.
Salvage.
That's what I thought, salvage from a corpse.
Sort of old school
bloated
denim.
From a pond.
I bought a pair of these jeans, and I remember, because I was getting, basically, I think a lot of people did this sort of 10, 15 years ago when skinny jeans were very like fashionable, but I was obviously like really young, so I had no money. So I used to just continually get like Primark women's jeans.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a lot of guys did this.
Sniff them.
Sniff the crotch.
Fresh.
Then put them back on the
shops. Fresh from the shops. Nothing on them.
Just wet the crotch with your mouth and just hang them back.
Oh, yuck.
Little treat for the ladies.
Go in the fitting room. Oh, fucking Julian Dean's been in again.
Got all his pheromones on it.
That, the crotch was the problem. I remember the fucking...
Yeah,
they
they're
kept
too high,
holes.
The crotch.
Yeah, and they
that's because them cheap jeans...
Yeah, they're shit.
It's also a woman's cut, though.
It's about 10% elastane, isn't it?
So yeah.
That's why they're comfortable, because it's basically wearing
leggings. They're like jeggings. Do you remember jeggings?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're kind of like them.
So it wears away, whereas a proper... I mean, saying that, I did wear out the crotch of a pair of nudie jeans, which is pretty that, hard
that's
going.
What I'm talking about.
Oh, was it my nudie? No, okay, yeah.
I think it was nudie. They're the ones you can get
fixed.
Yeah, so I went
that's in. That's it, yeah.
I got my crotch fixed.
Queuing up with a load of other dads to get your crotch fixed.
On Harley Street.
But they and they reinforced it as well.
Oh, really? There was a lot of power behind it.
They had a look at you and they're like, it needs three layers to hold this crotch in.
Extra selvage
power cock in place.
He's got fucking three testicles. We need all the strength we can get.
But then in terms of, so what, you had a pair of those.
I kept buying these Primark ones and they kept falling to shit. So someone's like, just get good ones. So I saved
up. Buy a new pair in 2 weeks though.
Well, that's what I was doing. But then if you're doing that, if you're spending a tenner every 2 weeks, you might as well just spend 100 quid and they last you a year. I got these nudie ones. But then they're so fucking rigid that they're so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then I managed to just pivot away. And I've not owned a pair of jeans for 10 years, and I don't miss them.
So it was a comfort decision.
Comfort, right. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, at the age of 21, I was making decisions like a 60-year-old man would make. Yeah.
I've started to wear sliders with socks.
Have you?
Yeah, they're so comfortable.
Yeah, it's nice. But what do you wear them out?
Yeah, I mean,
I bought them for like the sauna and spa, and then when I'm just popping out.
You bought them for the sauna. How often do you go into the sauna and the spa? Daily. You're buying
every
clothes
day.
For it.
Every single day.
I don't know anyone who goes to a sarong.
My gym opened
I've got a
spa.
A sarong. It's really comfortable.
Have you? Yeah.
It's actually my one's actually
kind of sauna's that for?
I think it's from. Where is it? It's a Kenyan type of sarong. There's a special word for it. it was given me as a gift from a friend he brought it back from
as
Kenya.
As a prank?
For it. No, and it's a lovely blue one wrap around.
Have you worn it out?
Not out. You know, it's more of a house.
That's the garden,
skirt.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
it's more of a. I'm starting knocking around the house. Just my little willy poking out the hole.
Angling out the bottom. Yeah. Someone needs to reinforce your sarong.
But we used to wear, because we used to wear them in our Edinburgh flat as a laugh. Me, Jimmy McGee, John Hastings. Yeah. We all had like house sarongs. it was a bit of fun that like we'd knock around the house all in our sort of slippers and our skirts.
Yeah,
you know, just crazy guys.
Fuck sometimes.
We did those once. I mean, and again, it was just this was like a laddie, but Jimmy just out of the blue once did put on some gay pornography.
Yeah,
but it was too
just as a joke.
Everyone started wanking.
Just a laugh. Fucking.
No, but it was the best orgasm of my
you
life.
Don't think this is a laugh.
But no, the choice of what he put on was
married a bloke afterwards.
Settled down, adopted a kid.
Prove I'm not gay.
You lot need to relax. a joke.
It was two very large older men. So it's basically two chubby guys in their like early 60s. Just absolutely
couple of
each
bears,
other. And we were just like, we just got the giggles, man. It was just like, just
sat around in sarongs,
had some laugh wanks. I put gay porn on my mate's because I was in his flat, but he went, so I had to leave his flat, but on my own. And I put gay porn on his laptop, his wife's home, before him.
Oh god!
Had a quick wank and went.
What was the fallout? Did she find it?
I can't remember. I don't know.
Okay.
That's such an old school. Yeah, he's never mentioned it. He got divorced a year later. Yeah. That's such an old school. It's like, do you remember people used to frape each other? Do you remember that? That was like a big.
You mean rape?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I was going to say yeah.
Friends, that was a Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah.
But people would. It was like a big thing for years. People would like, you know, put like in like. You know, they post things as a way of like.
Yeah. Like you hack into, well, not hack in, but
if
like your mate leaves
their
it
phone
open,
or
yeah,
their laptop
yeah.
or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Don't hack in for hours. Gonna ruin his life.
Steal all his money.
I went onto the dark web once. It was so funny that you can buy hackers.
And I clicked on it, and I was like,
"Hire hackers.
You can hire hackers.
You can hire people trafficking. Yeah. You can buy a guy from Russia to live in your flat.
Yeah. You can hire hackers to ruin people's lives.
Really?
It's so funny. They had like a menu on there.
What can they do?
They had a menu. They were saying, "Oh, we can get their email and all this stuff." And then on the top one, it was the highest. It's like a menu of the hacker
child
services.
Porn, we'll
you can put child porn.
Oh my God.
It on said their
this
computer.
Is the way they advertise. It was like, this was proven to ruin lives.
As if anyone needs that.
So funny.
As if anyone would read that and go, I don't know if that would really bother my mates.
Yeah.
I promise you it'll ruin his life.
No, you don't know my mates. They don't bat an eyelid and stuff like that.
And what else was on offer then?
That was the top price. Like, that was the top one, yeah.
What was how much?
Well, I paid about $2,000. Yeah, you're going to have a tricky year, basically.
Sorry, Carl.
Yeah, so...
Oh, man. That's brutal, though, man.
I mean, it was pure evil. But the fact that that even exists
I screenshot
it, like the advert.
What if some of these people that are saying they didn't do it?
I know, exactly.
Now that you said this on a podcast,
it's
like,
terrifying.
You've given the thousands of people that listen to this a great excuse if they ever caught with
it's
that.
It was just Julian Dean got me with that. He even had a disclaimer like written there that he's got no morals about anything. He's cool with whatever you want to do to someone. Like, you know, but it's so funny.
That's what you want when you're
hiring. It had in brackets like proven to ruin lives.
Wow.
was that Telegram or was that Dark
Web? That's Dark Web, yeah.
Are you on Telegram?
Yeah, I am.
I'm on Telegram. I'm in some like dodgy group.
I'm not in a. I just
talk me through this. Right,
I've got it. I'm not on it. I don't message on it.
I downloaded Telegram. Just like
everyone gets notified though.
But that's what I mean.
Yeah. I see that.
Hi.
It's so funny. I'll see like someone that I went to school with or something is like joined Telegram. I'm like, oh, you've decided you want some coke this weekend.
Yeah.
is that
what it's for? Like,
I got
drugs.
Told basically. Yeah, a friend of mine. This was years ago. Told me to download it when there was that first time that WhatsApp that everyone was like it's being sold to Facebook. They're going to start. It's not going to be secure. And my mate was really into hallucinogens.
Yeah.
And he said, you should download Telegram. And that's like, it's a better way to chat. And I haven't even done hallucinogens in years. But like, I think I remember just downloading it. And then I instantly got a message from Francis Foster.
He messaged me on it, actually.
And he went, oh, right, I see what you're up to, mate, joining here. And I was like, what have I joined, mate?
Oh, you said hello to me on it, actually.
Yeah, did it, and I said...
But it isn't... Your name doesn't come up, it's just your number.
Oh, right,
and I just kind of look it up.
Before I order some child porn.
But I downloaded it, and then I've never, ever used it. Like, not once. I just now have... It sits in the background. I get notified when a friend joins.
So there's like...
I know it's used for drug dealers.
Yeah, there's stuff like that.
But so is WhatsApp as well.
Yeah, I think if... Like, the ones that you get on Telegram are much... They're a bit more serious than the stuff that they're advertising on Telegram.
Okay.
There's some mad shit. There's like some really, really mad.
So it's like what the dark web was.
Yeah. I think I've seen someone put a hit out on there.
Yeah.
I think on one of the groups I'm in, there was like someone was like, because I'm in a few of these groups, and most of them are sort of for like, you know, drugs and whatever. There's some of them are like fake clothing.
You want to buy
you get loads
a gun,
of fake clothing.
Mate,
there's a guy who like advertises guns on there.
Yeah.
I mean, then someone was like, I can't remember. Someone's like, oh look, boys, I've paid $1,000 for something from this guy. He hasn't sent it to me. Does anyone know this guy, this area, blah blah blah? And he put in like a postcode and address and the name. And, you know, a few of them probably been like, well, it's obviously a fake name, mate, but I do know exactly where that is. I know the sort of gangs that work around there.
Yeah.
And the guy who...
Why are they helping him out? What's in it for
them? Well, because they're all in a group together. They've sort of bought and sold stuff off each other for a while or whatever. And then the guy who had paid money and not got his thing was like, $20,000, will you get rid of him for me? And the other guy was like, I'll DM you now.
I'll do it
and
for
it's
10.
Like, fucking hell, I'll kill someone for 10. I should put my hand out. I'll do it for $2,000.
Yeah. You're just advertising your gigs on
there. Yeah.
Guys, I'm doing two nights at Top Secret.
Yeah. I'm doing Soho Theatre in June if anyone likes a laugh.
To buy 10 bag of weed.
Yeah. That's what I'm there for.
Suddenly I'm going to kill a man now.
I'm only joining this because I want to get a little bit stoned when my daughter goes to sleep.
Yeah, and I'm like,
oh, it's like I've been like pulled
now
into
I'm
the Sopranos.
Killing someone.
Are you on Telegram, Lucas?
No, no, I'm not. He's the hitman. Yeah.
Sounds like, you know, I genuinely like sort of, yeah, I've been added to some weird groups. I get messages through it from people asking me if I want part-time work as well.
Get offered like retail jobs.
Are you looking for part-time work? It's like, what the fuck have you heard? Yeah. How bad did that gig go last night?
Well, what is quite funny is that one of the guys who sells like weed and stuff on there, he'll often kind of like post screenshots of conversations with customers, you know, with the hope of if I buy something off him, I'll be like, oh, mate, it's great, thank you very much, you know, I'll buy again, and he'll send a screenshot of that.
Yeah.
And a few weeks ago...
Full name.
Yeah, well, it is like that, and then he posted one, and it was, you know, the bottom line of the conversation was like, yeah, great kush, mate, or something like that. But then, like, you could see further up the conversation where he'd not edited it or cropped it, and further up the conversation, this guy said to him, mate, I'm really struggling, would you hire me to sell the weed for you?
God.
People asking drug dealers for jobs.
Looking for some part-time Saturday work.
Do you need anyone to water the crops on the Saturday?
Do you know what to shoot my CV? Any debts? Do you want to collect any debts for you?
But yeah, it's like the Wild West on there, isn't it? I suppose it's good that it's moved off the dark web. You know, dark web felt a bit.
I had a friend of mine.
Exclusive, didn't it?
Yeah, it was really hard to get in. I remember like 10, 15 years ago, there was
hack into
Silk
it.
Road.
So I bought some stuff off Silk
Did
Road,
you?
Yeah.
You using crypto?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
See my, a mate of mine, this was like 15 years ago probably. Because we were like at school. He bought like some coke or something off of Silk Road.
Yeah.
But had to use Bitcoin at the time.
Yeah.
So he at the time like bought Bitcoin at the time and had like 100 quid's worth of Bitcoin left over. This was back in the day when like
I'm
Bitcoin
sure I've got
like
a little bit of Bitcoin in one of these escrow somewhere.
But if you bought it ages ago, it's probably
but it's
worth
like point oh 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 one. So there's like a little bit of change left.
We worked out that my mate has probably got like hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of Bitcoin. But he was at college at the time, and he used his like college email, and he can't get the password, and he can't.
It's
get
so
like,
hard.
There's
going to
gonna
get
be
now.
So many people that have like got that sort of thing going on.
I remember
trying to buy Bitcoin when this on the to buy.
You have to buy it from a broker.
This was back in the day, and I just couldn't work it out. Bidding it off.
It's for the best. Like that little like filter that keeps idiots like us out of it. I've been burnt twice of it now. There was years ago, a friend of mine. I had like a big like late night with a few mates, and one of them. And I should have known because he is a gambling addict.
Yeah.
But he just spent all night in my ear being like, I think it was
financial advice.
Yeah, yeah. Like this is someone who like if he told me to put on like an accumulator, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But he spent all night in my ear. It was XRP. I can't remember what that one is. It was a cryptocurrency. I can't remember what the name of it is. All night, we need to get some XRP. Make sure you buy some XRP. And it's obviously like
he wants the price to go up. I guess more people buy it.
But he was an idiot, and it had gone up already. So we bought at like the peak. And then literally within like 3 weeks, I think I bought a grand's worth, and in the end I sold it for like £100. And in my group chat with my mates, they've got a graph that they constantly send me where it's like Jacob bought here, Jacob sold.
Buy high, sell low.
Yeah, exactly.
Buy.
I always fall for that shit. I've done it. I bought loads of Bitcoin last year. I've just left it this time. It's like half.
You might as well leave it. It's going to go up over years and years to come.
Do you think it will?
Yeah, it will.
But yeah, I think it won't go crazy like it did. But basically, yeah, because I've still got a little bit. I can access it, but like I got quite lucky. And that I was always a bit like, I ain't getting involved in this shit.
Mm.
And then when it all kicked off about 2 years ago with all that Dogecoin. I just, by pure luck, I remember just reading something about Dogecoin about a month before it went really big.
Yeah.
And I just chucked a couple of hundred quid on it. And then within about...
Now you're a billionaire.
Now Carl owns this studio.
Yeah. But within about 6 weeks, I had about £3,000, right?
That's good.
And then I sort of... I stupidly just sat on it then. Obviously, then it was going to tank down the line. Yeah. And I moved it into Bitcoin about a year... Like, just before Bitcoin... crashed.
So it's
not worth hardly anything. But it's worth more than what I originally
paid. It'll fluctuate
paid.
Though, won't it?
But like
over time.
Have you got any?
I've got a little bit, but I can't access it. I keep getting the email.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
It's in Coinbase or something.
That's what I've got. Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know how much it is.
No,
it's probably more than it was, definitely. But it might have been 4p.
Right.
Now it's 20. Yeah.
But that was the only time I did it, and now I just thought,
I'm going to get into
so
it.
Out of my realm,
it's just gambling, isn't it? But it's like you're so much better just putting money on like football or something that you know at least a
or
little
just
bit
putting
about.
It in
or in an ice.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah.
Really.
We're going to be adults about it. Then, yeah. Put it in our children's savings account.
William Hill.
But it's much more fun to be on the field.
I know.
If you put it in a pension, it doesn't get taxed or something. Because I asked an accountant the other day, what would you do with 10 grand? He said he'd put it in a pension.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
the best thing.
That's what I have got.
But he's really sensible.
I set up a private pension about a decade ago, and it's the best. It's probably the only clever thing I've ever done financially. Because the return on pensions is mental compared to like any other savings.
The government kind of matches.
Yeah, so it does just basically just grows way more than any other savings part. Yeah. Obviously, you can't touch it for like ages. So
yeah, a couple of years left you've got in your.
but then also, depending on what pension pot you've got it in or what sort of, you know, the pension company
provider,
obviously, if you put it in a high risk one, it's more at risk of fluctuation. So like, I know when there was essentially there was a financial crash last year that people don't really talk about, that loads of people's savings got wiped out. Like, mine definitely dropped more than I was happy about, but it's now started to rally again. So I've still made loads more money than I've put in. But
what an intro? What you mean? That somebody's like playing with it on the stocks or something?
Well, I've got a financial advisor that does it all for me.
Okay.
And, that's best. Like,
God, you've really got your life together, haven't
well,
you?
Well, no, but I had to. Right, basically, about a decade ago, I was so shit with money. I was just a fucking idiot, and I was always skint. Mm. And a friend of mine just went, "You need to get a financial advisor.
You need to
advisor.
Win the lottery."
So he recommended.
You need to get a job.
He recommended.
He's the one sending you the jobs on the telegram.
This is genuine. He recommended a financial advisor. It's not much over the year. And this guy basically went,
how much is not much over the year? Works out $2,000.
No, it's nothing like. I mean, I think I reckon I paid sort of 500 quid a year for the financial advisor.
And he must make you more
than
that.
Because basically what he did then, he just basically said, right, you're going to pay this into
Why
this.
Don't he just quit and just do it himself for him, his own money?
He does it on the side.
For his own money, but he also...
Oh, that makes sense.
It's obviously a good job being a financial advisor.
Yeah.
But so he set me up with like two ISAs, a pension, and basically all these things that just go out of my bank now, so I don't have any control
That's
over
good.
It. And they just go into there and they just build up and
up. Yeah, I might speak to one.
Yeah. And it just it took it out of my hands because I'm so shit.
I sometimes ring my accountant friend and just run stuff by him.
Yeah.
And then not do it because he's too sensible.
Yeah. I'm not doing that, you fucking nerd.
I don't care about him 5 years' time. I can't be emotional about him. I'd sooner steal from my future self.
Yeah. But yeah, that's, I mean, basically, he automated it all. So now, if on months when I'm a bit skint, at least
you can dip
things.
In.
No, I can't dip into one ISA is an investment ISA. So to dip in, I had to literally empty the account and close it.
Yeah, you can only have one ISA, can't you?
You can have two. You can have a cash and an investment ISA.
Ah, but you have a 20G limit on them.
No, there's no limit on the amount, but it's an amount that you're allowed to put in tax free each year.
Ah.
So it all I don't really understand it all, but he just sorted it for me. And your pension, you can basically pay in whatever you want, but I've just got a set amount that I pay each month.
What, a percent or an amount?
Just an amount, yeah. And it just carries on in the background.
I've got nothing.
And then once a quarter, I get sent a statement, and I'm always like, fucking hell, I've got way more savings than I should consider, and I'm always brassy.
I tried cashing in my pension in lockdown, but you can't get it.
Until you're like 55 or something.
65, I think.
I think 55, you can get early access to pensions.
Oh, is it fucking ages for me, though?
About 3 years, isn't it?
It's next week. Oh, I can get it Monday then. Monday 9 a.m. But you can do it. There is loopholes in doing it.
Apparently they're pretty bad.
But you have to do something abroad, like
just you do it on Telegram.
You have to go to Switzerland and kill 3 people. Live in the desert for a month.
Have to hack someone's laptop and put child porn on.
Bring his eyeball back. in a little box.
Have you got any savings, Lucas? A young man. Have you ever thought about getting any financial advice?
Borrow me a tenner.
Sort me out, Lucas.
Have you got a cigarette on you? Or just a light?
I've got an ice server, that's it, really.
Okay,
do you put
good.
A regular amount in there?
Yeah.
Do you?
Not a lot, though.
Good, yeah, but just that's anything, good, mate. Man. Anything's good.
Yeah, but it hasn't made me much. It's makes about 50p a year.
I mean, that's not much, actually. There's nothing positive to say about that.
The only thing I've done like that, have I told you about my business?
Well, your barber shop?
Yeah.
A barber shop?
I've got two and a
you
bar.
You cut hair yourself?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, so I
what made
I,
you venture into that world?
Well, my best mate's a barber, and then when I left university, I obviously wasn't making enough, I just started doing comedy and I didn't know what to do. And I just wanted to live in London. So he was like, I'll get you a job at the barber shop, just working behind the till.
Yeah.
So I was doing that for a few years, and I sort of learned how the business
to
side
sweep
of
hair.
We literally, yeah, mate, that was like 99% of the day. But then you do.
Did you ever wash any hair?
No, I didn't touch anyone. I didn't want to go near me.
I couldn't do that.
No, I don't like. I don't
you
like
wanna,
for it.
Couldn't wash anyone's hair.
No, not a bloke. Not a woman, really.
So at ours, they as part of like the treatment, they
just
do
pubes.
Like a little like neck rub. Yeah, they do that. But then I also
they bring you over. You're like, oh, Jacob here. He wants a head massage. Get some of that peppermint oil on his temples.
the one that I've got now, the one that me and my mate run together now,
just
that's
hand
the worst
jobs.
Bit.
Not even
to wank off the boss every week.
Just have to suck him off for a tenner. Then sweep the hair up, make a tea.
That's the only like intelligent thing I've ever done with money. Yeah. Basically, so I worked there, and then obviously went full time with comedy. But then
so you saw the business model, and you thought that's very kind of, simple.
Well, my mate wanted to open his own barbershop, and so a few years ago he was like, "Look, I'm going to do it." And I'd just done Edinburgh, but on the free festival, so I'd actually made money.
Yeah.
So he was, and I'd also I'd, back then
you
I
just
used,
give him your bucket.
Yeah. It was literally that. It was literally.
Yeah, man, there's about 497 in there.
Well, I did have to go and like, put loads of cash in the bank. Yeah, yeah, it was yeah. just in yeah, like yeah. bags that I'd brought back from Edinburgh with me.
Like a pirate.
But I'd also like, little fucking chest. But he was
the
just
Goonies.
Like, he was like, if you give me that, you know, and I mean, we were fucking idiots. So when we started it, like, I remember he was like, I think we should have a contract. And we were just in like a pub in Tottenham.
What, you and him?
Me and my mate. He was like, we should have a contract.
What,
so it's
with
all
a lawyer
down.
To look over it? Or
no,
just
we didn't have
you any, and him
like
on
one
a
of
napkin.
Our mates. One of our mates. It was literally on like an A4 bit of paper that he'd stolen from someone's printer.
Is that
printer.
Legal, though? Yeah.
It's definitely not fucking We got pictures of like our mate Jerome just taking photos of us in a pub, just like signing this piece of paper. Where
biggest
Matt had,
business deal Matt, in North
it,
London.
It's like the most important thing I've ever done in my life, money-wise. Yeah, yeah. And it, you know, it was quite a large amount of money that I put in. And now the business.
Well, like tens of grand, yeah.
Yeah, well, not plural. But,
all right.
Yeah. But it was.
That's a big amount to throw at a barbershop, though.
Well, it's worth. Like we've you know, it's the business is worth loads of money now.
It's
we've got like 10 employees and stuff. We've got a bar as well now.
Oh, nice.
But that's the only clever thing I've done.
For people to get over their bad haircuts.
People no look mirrors. In the mirror.
We got no mirrors in the place.
You want some beer?
Yeah.
Have a shot on the house, mate. But can you write a review when you're drunk?
It's literally like that. It's literally like.
Oh, that sounds cold.
It's quite good.
And the second one is modelled on the first one, so they're the same kind of place.
Yeah, with a bar
and all that.
Well, no, only one of them's got a bar, because when we opened the second shop. It was actually in lockdown we opened the second shop and we literally like built it ourselves. Like it used to be a news.
You know
agent.
There was going to be a spike after lockdown.
Well, and we got in the papers because we like, you know, when everything reopened, we had like a queue at midnight of people coming to get their hair cut at like 1 minute past midnight when it was legal.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But you know, Phil Ellis?
Yeah.
He was having a drink in Finsbury Park. And he just turned round and like there was like me and like a couple of other people who he didn't know, but he just saw me like in like a vest, like just like pulling this fucking news out of the and he's just like shouting across the road. He's like, "Have you retrained, Jacob?" Like, he thought I got a job as like a builder or something.
Window cleaner.
Yeah,
but that's a good fucking.
That's the best.
Are you still?
Done,
do you still do any work in the place?
Yeah, well, So I do all the bookkeeping, and it's funny you're talking about pensions. I like. do the barber's pensions for them. So like I have to like manage all of that shit. And then twice a week, me and my daughter drive the towels around, basically. Like, right. we go and get the dirty towels, take them to the laundrette. Yeah, she quite likes it because she knows them all.
Yeah.
So she comes in and says hello
to
everyone.
How old's your daughter?
Two.
Oh.
So she just comes and says hello to everyone. Like, the bar's got, like, a little cafe. Nice. So the...
Well, you take a massive trolley of towels and, like, to the cleaners.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll just fill up the car with dirty towels, and then the next day we bring all the clean ones back. And then I sort of do bits and bobs of other stuff with it as well. But that's like the only clever thing I've ever done with money. But the problem is, me and my mate, we're fucking idiots. So the amount of times we have to do these like really big important things, like, you know, like tens of thousands of pounds decisions, and we're just like looking at each other like we don't know what we're fucking doing. Like,
why don't you get some advice now?
Because we can't afford it. I think there's a lot of small businesses like this where it's like we're at a level where. Like, quite big, important things. Like, when we took on the lease for the new shop, you know, that's like a 20-year lease of thousands of pounds a month.
Yeah. Where are the barbers? So plug them.
One in Tottenham, one in Finsbury Park. I'd rather plug myself, to be honest, because I keep more of the money out of me. but you know, stuff like that, we don't know what we're doing. And so, you know, it's like, I literally today I've got to do the payroll. I've got to pay everyone. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's like,
but you learn as you go.
Sort of do, but then it's like at the same time it's like I'm not qualified. And I do feel for these people sometimes because I'll get like they'll message me being like, "Oh mate, you know, can I do something?"
I haven't been paid for a year.
Yeah, it'll be stuff like that. It'll be like, "Oh, I think my tips have been calculated wrong." It's like, "I'm a fucking comedian. Like, I really feel sorry for you. You have to phone a comedian as your HR consultant."
Yeah. It's quite
You're probably no worse than someone who works.
No worse than a barber, yeah.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, or no worse than someone who works in H. They make mistakes all the time in big companies.
Exactly.
But every now and then we have to do something quite serious, and you do sort of think to yourself, you're like, fucking hell, like, I wish this was someone else doing this. You have to be an adult, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've had to work, I guess.
When we're hiring people will be like, "Oh, how many days annual leave do you get, and how does the salary break down?" And I'm sat there looking at them being like, I feel so sorry for you.
Ask me these questions.
Have you had to sack people as well?
Not really. Like to be honest with you, there's only been a couple of people that have left since we started it.
Okay.
And because like we've been going like 4 or 5 years now. Most of the people that have worked for us have just still work for us.
That's
but
nice.
There've been a couple of people that have sort of left, but not like sacking.
They've stopped
being barbers or they've moved to other countries.
Sounds like a good little business.
It's quite fun, man. Yeah. And what's quite good is we have parties all the time, and it's quite sick. I had my birthday party there a few weeks ago, and because it's like all ours, you can just do whatever you fucking want.
Yeah, mad.
Cut the brasses round. Free haircuts.
Cut a prostitute's hair.
For a hand job. Shut your boobs and I'll give you a perm.
Give you a skin fade.
Tram line.
Oh, God. We should probably do some questions from the groups.
Yes. Do you want a strawberry?
Yes, please.
Let's have a strawberry break. There was some chat on the group.
We're trying to eat away from the mic.
Yeah, about in-laws. Did you see that? There was some conversation in-laws.
I saw your one about in-laws. I didn't read.
Just some people were talking about having to stay with their in-laws.
You got quite an ideal situation where yours are the other side of the world.
Other side of the world. but when we go there, you know, we spend, you know, we basically live with them for months, but it's, you know, it's a lot going on, festival stuff. But it's also great. It's the one time my daughter gets to spend time with them. So, you know, it's the best of both worlds, really. But some people were talking about having to live with their in-laws for sustained periods. Mm. How do you get on with your in-laws?
I have to be careful because my girlfriend will listen to this.
Okay.
I get on all right with them. We her dad lived in Lanzarote all of last year, basically. Ooh. And we went over 3 times.
That's nice.
Well, it's quite hard. We had like a 1-year-old at the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's quite stressful. But it's... Also, like my girlfriend's Irish, and that, you know, the way she grew up, like her dad basically lives in a field, like literally lives
in England.
In Ireland. Oh. Like it's really remote. Like he built his own house. This is quite your family. Are
yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah.
They're very into land and stuff, and like so he built his own little house in the middle of a field somewhere, And so he lived quite a remote life. So there's a lot of things that he just doesn't really understand about our... We were moving house at the time, and I had to keep having phone calls with estate agents about, you know, can they come and view? Can we do this? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I'm like, he just didn't get it. He was like, what are you doing? I was like, I've got to take a phone call from an estate agent, Pat. And he's like, why? And it's like, well, because I want to move house. He was like,
stay in your lane, Pat.
Well, but you know, in his head, he's like, why don't you just buy a field and live in a field somewhere? It's like, I live in North London, mate. I live just off Holloway Road. Right. There aren't any fields.
Yeah.
But they're all Costas now.
They're quite. I think I get on well. My girlfriend's mum, I get on really well with her because. I think what you want is a relationship where you can take the piss out of each other. Yes. I think that's when you know you're at a really good place.
Yes. Mm.
And sort of
start that straight away.
I do think you have sort of got a dive into it a bit early doors. Mm. With my in-laws, I've got a very fun.
Yeah,
you know, I can take the mick out of them and they enjoy it.
Give her a little pat on the bum while she's cooking. What you got cooking, darling? No, you're not a mum. No. No. Didn't know you had a sister. What's for breakfast in our ear?
I think, because I think you can't wait. You can't build a relationship as if it's not a bit of a laugh. Yeah. And then dive in.
And then start taking a piss.
6 months down the line.
Dada, you banger.
Yeah.
I used to get on all right, though. I mean, I was just still because I've got children like their nan. Although we've had blazing arguments.
Really?
Crazy.
Oh, mate, I've never had an argument with a girlfriend. Crazy. I don't think I could ever come back from that.
I mean, but we knew each other well. Like, she's known me since I was like 17. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's like a relation in a way.
Yeah.
But we've a blazing.
Have you really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a blazing shouter.
No.
But she has been.
I'm quite a measured person, but she's quite over the top.
Yeah. But just over the years, maybe like a couple of times. I've known her for years.
But then
they've
been fine. You've repaired the damage after.
Yeah.
Do you apologise after that stuff?
If I'm wrong, I apologise. Yeah. So no. I haven't yet. No.
I can't imagine it.
I was ever wrong.
I've never had to apologise to my girlfriend's in-laws.
Yeah, I have said sorry, and it feels nice to say, like, apologise and make amends as well, you know what I mean? Then have make-up sex.
God.
Trailer.
Fucking hell.
I don't think she listens.
All right, let's hope she does.
She does watch, she does watch clips, actually.
Get that one up, Luke. Get that one up on the old ground.
Yeah.
Editing it right now.
Subtitle that. Tag her. Invite her to collaborate on Instagram.
How do you feel railed?
Here's a question. Here's a question from Derek. How do you feel about people taking photos at gigs? I've done it, but do you find it off-putting or appreciate someone who's probably enjoying it themselves and wants to keep a
record? I don't mind a photo. Yeah, it's all right. If it's nice, I'll share it. If it ain't, I don't.
I don't mind it.
I like a photo.
I don't mind pictures. It's when people film for
a while.
Do you know what I found recently? And this has changed so much over the last couple of years. I found, like, literally 3 years ago, I think if someone was like taking a picture or filming and you went, oh, they'd put it down straight away.
Mm.
And especially with like younger, I was doing Top Secret the other day, and there was a girl just like that.
Yeah.
Like so brazen, just like that. She was like second row, leaning over someone to get a good angle, and like that. And I sort of like
crazy.
I ignored it for a bit, and then I was like, this is driving me mad. So I was like, would you mind, you know, not doing that because it's putting me off? And she just laughed as if that was like
that was a bit.
Bit
of crowd work.
As if like, oh yeah, people are. And I said to her, I was like, no, can you really stop? She goes, and she goes to me, I'm live. I was like, what? And she goes, I'm doing an Instagram live. I was like, you're broadcasting my fucking gig. Like, I was like, fucking put your phone away. But so unapologetic. And then when I had to say, I was like, no, like seriously. And I had to almost like look at her mates and be like, can you get her to put her fucking phone away? And she was like, why are you being an arsehole?
I'm surprised Mark didn't come over and like yellow card her or something.
Well, I'm surprised Mark didn't ask for a fucking cut of it. Are you monetizing this at all? Can you make sure you cut me in?
Can you at me in? Yeah.
But she, it was fucking mental. And I've noticed that's happened to me a couple of times now where people, like a couple of years ago, and I think especially like older people, even people my age, like you do a cheeky photo, but you keep it subtle. And if someone acknowledges it, you go, oh, sorry. You know, whereas now, people are just like, yeah, it's fucking mad.
Do you think that doing it live is better than them actually just recording it, though?
What do you mean? Like sticking it out like is better than the
because
video?
Because it hasn't got a shelf life. It's going to be gone.
Well, the problem is you don't know who they are. Like, for all you know, it could be like some influencer who's got 200,000 followers, in which case I wouldn't do... That's a bigger TV opportunity than I've ever had in my career.
But it could be somebody like that who's then saying this guy's
shit,
doing something wrong.
Look at this fucking idiot I found at a comedy club in London.
You're doing that racist bit that you...
I was doing the accent again.
About the restaurant.
The accent about the news agent. Although you didn't call it a news agent.
Right.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. That's the end of the public episode.
Thanks for listening. Now, if you would like to hear more, you can go over to patreon.com/
We Are TVI. You have to put it in the search bar.
Because we still haven't taken it off adult content.
Because it's XXX.
It's triple. It's dirty. Filthy.
Nice.
Get your willies out when you listen. But yeah, go over to Patreon, sign up. What's the tiers? I can't remember what it is. Three?
We've got £3, £5, £10 and £20.
I mean, the 20 is a joke one. £10 is sort of a joke as well. £3 gets you just all the back catalogue of extra episodes and
hours and hours.
I mean, there's what, I don't know, how am I, 100?
100 hours.
Extra sort of episodes. The £5 tier, you get all that as well. But you also, if you wish, get to join the TVI WhatsApp group. And
you can also see the full episode or listen to the full episode with a £3 tier.
Yeah. So
£5 gets you the WhatsApp group.
Yeah. Excellent. That's it. That's all you need to know. Get over to Patreon if you want more.
Thanks for listening.
Otherwise, just thanks for listening to the public episode. And we'll
please like and share.
Yeah, give it a share, mate. Tell your friends. Tell your families. Tell your kids. Bye-bye.
Love you.
You're actually changing the podcast. I'm a diet of AIDS in an alleyway. I'm the right brother.